Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. What on earth is happening in the world? You look at it. Wars, fighting, revolutions, coups d'etats, terrorist attacks, murders, thievery, adultery, drugs, all kinds of sexual practices, disasters, drought, famine, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, cyclones, volcanoes going off, earthquakes. Did you know that Jesus prophesied every bit of this? Now, before we come to Hosea, the fourth chapter, let's come to Matthew 24. And in this chapter, it lays out everything that this world is like in the end time. And actually, this chapter runs from when they were talking, looking at the temple in Jerusalem in 30 AD, all the way down through time until Jesus' return and the resurrection. Let's come to verse 3. And as they were sitting on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him alone, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, that the temple would be destroyed and not one stone left upon another stone? And what shall be the sign of your coming and the completion of the age?" So that goes through all of chapter 24, 25. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Be on guard that no one deceives you." Question. How do you know you're not deceived? Question. What if you have certain principles that are Christian principles? That's fine. Let's ask the question again. Are you deceived? Because as we covered last time, they cast away the law of God. Do you believe in keeping the commandments of God, as Jesus has said, as it's written in the entirety of the Bible? Or do you believe that the Old Testament has been done away, the law has been terminated, and now we're good, fine Christians? And like one man emailed me, "Well, since I've been born again the last 9 years, I haven't sinned." Really? He's deceived. Now, here's why. Because you'll be bombarded with many, many ministers and preachers. And the day on television, you can have as many as you want in a day or a week. "For many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ.'" Yes, he's the Christ. "And they shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars." Is that what's going on right now? Have we gone through wars? I mean, let's just go back little less than 200 years, just in Europe. Napoleon conquered Europe, went into Russia and was defeated. Bismarck then conquered France. They signed an agreement. That broke down. Then there was World War I. Then there was World War II. All of that just in Europe. That's to say nothing of the other wars that have taken place, other revolutions. How about the Russian Revolution, the Chinese Revolution, all of those? What about the Vietnam War, the Korean War, Second World War, all of those things? Do we have wars and rumors of wars? Yes, indeed. Is this then true? Yes, indeed. See that you do not let these things disturb you, for it's necessary that these things shall take place. But the end is not yet. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in different places. Now all these at the end time are the beginning of sorrows or throes leading to more difficult and catastrophic times. Has that happened? Yes. Verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and you shall be killed, and shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Has that happened? And is that happening now? Is Christianity under assault and hatred more than ever before in the last couple hundred years? Yes, indeed. Are the words of God true? Yes, they are. Then many shall be led into sin. Isn't that happening in our schools, in our society, in our universities?
All right, now to a call to revamp sorority experiences on college campuses nationwide.
It actually all started with this video from a student and a former sorority member, and it's quickly going viral. Hoda's got the story this morning. Hi, Hoda. Good
morning. Guys. Hi. Her name is Alex Purdy. She joined a sorority to find a welcoming community on a huge college campus, but instead, she says, she encountered a culture she describes as disappointing and harmful.
When it comes to Greek life, it seems some may rush to judgment.
Definitely preppy, and they like to go out a lot, like woo, like parties. That's what I think of.
I decided to join and give it all a try, but my values didn't align. It was really the way that the women were treating the other women.
To see women in leadership roles telling us that we should care more about what other people think and what we look like. Or hearing sisters telling sisters to dress sluttier at the next formal so the guys like us.
Yet another wake-up call for moms and dads. Your daughter partying at a frat house where the guys are told to keep bringing out the booze if the girls don't put out. Your daughter even being called rape bait. Well, a member of the Phi Kappa Tau fraternity at Georgia Tech sent an email to his frat brothers. He's trying to help the guys get lucky at the parties. Here's some of his advice. Always use your hands or arms to guide their dancing in order to maximize your pleasure.
And shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Is that true today? Do we have hatred today? Hating one another? Killing cops? Killing blacks? Killing whites? Killing Asians? Killing each other? Killing family members? All hatred? Divorce? Remarriage?
December 2014, this fight broke out on the floor of Georgia's parliament over political unrest in Ukraine. Tactics included slapping on the head, punching, whipping, and a classic WWE pile driver. Round 2, India. Back in 1997, this massive skirmish took place in the Uttar Pradesh province and resulted in a politician pileup. We head over to Russia for round 3, where this 2005 brawl erupted when one politician spat at a rival and grabbed him by the hair. Lawmakers voted to bar him from addressing parliament for a month. Round 4 happened in Turkey just a few months ago when legislators scuffled over a new security bill which critics said crushed dissent. Instead, these politicians decided to crush each other, resulting in a variety of minor injuries depicted here. Round 5 went down in Venezuela, where a fistfight between political heavyweights broke out in May 2013 after an angry session on election disputes. Taiwan rolled out the red carpet for round 6. These white-collar brawlers were fighting over a controversial plan to build a fourth nuclear plant in the country in 2013. This minister used the heel of his shoe to reinforce his final point. Finally, to Ukraine for our knockout round, where the line between boxing and politics is extremely thin. Mayor of Kiev is actually a former heavyweight champion, which perhaps inspired these two to go at it in the halls of parliament. The one on the right got a bloody nose. And sometimes even the civilians throw down. In this case, a politician's chucked into a trash can, an incident that became known as the Trash Bucket Challenge.
And in the middle of it, many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Here's the key, verse 12. Because lawlessness shall be multiplied, the love of many shall grow cold. Does that describe what's going on in the world today? Yes, it does. This world is being ruled by fear and hatred, all because we have forgotten God and rejected Him. Now come back to Hosea, the fourth chapter. Let's read the consequences of it. And this will tell you what on earth is happening in the world today. Now, will you hear the word of the Lord? Will you believe the word of the Lord? Do you believe that God is a God of truth and cannot lie and will not lie? Now, granted, some translations of the Bible and versions of the Bible by various sexual groups or secular groups or church denominations have tried to twist the word of God, but all of that has been noted. The truth of the word of God. Now, if you want a good Bible you can depend upon, you go to afaithfulversion.org. You can examine the book, the Holy Bible in its original order, and then you go to the Holy Bible Restored, and you can order one for yourself. All right, Hosea 4. Hear the word of the Lord, children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. Because, you see, you can't get away from God. No one anywhere can get away from God. Doesn't matter what you think. Doesn't matter what you profess, you cannot get away from God. If you think you can, stop breathing. Because God put it in you to breathe automatically. And Paul wrote that in Him we live and move and have our being. So even if you're a sinner, which we all are to one degree or another, you can't get away from God. You can deny Him. You can reject Him. You can discount the Bible. You can burn it. You can do everything you can to get rid of it. You can kill Christians. But God's not going to go away. And God knows what's happening. So let's read this. Will you hear? Will you repent? Let's see if this is true. There is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Now, there may be glimmers of some of it, because even a counterfeit has to have some truth in it to look like the real thing. But when it is the way it is today, this is absolutely true. By swearing and lying, when was the last time you told a lie? Do you live lies? Well, if you don't live by the word of God, guess what? Let's go on. And killing? Oh, I'm not a murderer. Have you hated someone in your heart? Do you approve of abortion? What is it? Well, I'm a good person. Really? And stealing? Are you truly honest? And committing adultery? Well, today, 50% of the population is committing some kind of sexual sin. And one-third of America. Now, we're not counting any other place in the world at this time. just in America, 110 million have some sort of sexually transmitted disease. Years ago, they called that venereal diseases. Okay? Are they committing adultery? Yes, indeed. See, it's multiplying. As we read there, Matthew 24, because lawlessness. Therefore, the land mourns, and everyone who dwells in it shall languish with the beast of the field, with the birds of the heavens. Yes, the fish of the sea shall also be taken away. Let no man strive or reprove another, for your people are as those who strive with a priest. Now notice. Notice what happens. Does this describe your life? Is your life in turmoil and upset? Well, you can repent. You can turn to God and ask Him to forgive your sins. But notice what happens. Now, just understand, these all come automatically. All right? They shall stumble in the day, and the prophet shall also stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that is the knowledge of God. Did we not read in the first segment that knowledge shall be increased? Yes, indeed. It has been increased. So has the knowledge of God. But they have no knowledge. If you don't think that is true, you just watch a program on Fox News, a segment called Waters World.
So what are you up to today?
I'm here to rev up the revolution.
What are your sleeping arrangements when you're marching?
Basically kind of wing it as far as that goes.
Are you single?
Yeah.
You might find your significant other here. She could be out here right now.
She or you.
I'm totally irresistible to gay guys.
Do you consider me an illegal immigrant?
If you're non-native, you're illegal. You don't belong here.
Me?
You should all go back to Europe or become one of us.
Lighten up, Francis.
Would you consider yourself a capitalist?
I'm more of a capitalist. A little bit capitalist, a little bit socialist, whatever works.
Socialism isn't the worst thing in the world.
Socialism's great until you run out of other people's money.
People don't even have a clue as to various things going on today and the real reason for it, let alone any knowledge of God. Now notice this. Because you have rejected knowledge, that is the knowledge of God, I will also reject you from being a priest to me. So if you reject the word of God and you reject his laws and commandments, God will reject you in the same degree that you reject him. Notice, confirmed right here. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Has that happened? Are our children a mess? Are schools a mess? It has come to pass, hasn't it? Isn't the word of God true? Yes, indeed. You see, this is why we have church at home. Because you can come out from underneath this. How can you do so? That's by repenting and turning to God. Returning to God. That's what you need to do. Now, I've got a number of segments on returning to God, but you have to choose to do that. Otherwise, your life is just going to go on. And what's it going to amount to? Notice what God says. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. More and more sin. I will change their glory into shame. Is that happening right now? Is the glory of the United States of America and the United Kingdom being turned into shame. Yes, indeed. God is doing it because of our sins. Verse 8, they eat up the sin of my people and they set their hearts on their iniquity. Yes. Let's have a good time. Let's live it up. Let's have a little cocaine. Let's have a little pharma drugs. Oh, let's be cool and smoke some pot and just kind of space out. Oh, let's go to our rock concerts. Let's go to our movies. Okay. Oh, I love my political party because they believe in abortion. Oh, that's wonderful. What about your life? What do you believe in? Let's ask this question. What in the world is happening in your life? Think on that. While there's life, there's still hope. You can still repent. You can still come back to God. But you have to change your ways completely. And that is going to happen at home between you and God. No man except Jesus Christ, the resurrected Savior and intercessor. No one is between you and God. Now notice what's going to happen. It has become like people like priests. I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. Exactly what's happening, isn't it? Yes, indeed. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and not increase because they have stopped taking heed to the Lord. That's why. Automatic. Because God has set before us life and death, good and evil, and he's given us independent free moral agency, IFMA, and we are to choose. Now, you can't choose some of God's way and reject others of it. See? And it all hinges, as we have seen in the past, on two major commands. Second commandment about idolatry, shall not make it and bow down to it. And the fourth commandment of the Sabbath, the seventh day, which is Saturday today. When you violate those two, you close yourself off from God. God will not be where there are idols. Demons may be there. Oh, yes. Oh, demons love to be worshipped. Think you can see that on television? It's called the sacrifice of the mass. That's not of God. Or you can keep the Sabbath at home. From Friday night sundown to Saturday night sundown, study the Word of God. Watch church at home. We have 400 segments. Notice what happens when people give themselves over to the way it is today. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. Add to that all the drugs and pot and everything that I've already mentioned. Verse 12. Well, people are feeling bad, so they want to know what a remedy would be. So they go to the false gods that they have made for themselves. My people seek advice from their wooden idols, and their rod declares to them, for the spirit of whoredoms has caused them to go astray, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. Quite a thing. Verse 13, they sacrifice on the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks, poplars, and elms, because its shade is good. So your daughters shall commit whoredoms, and your brides shall commit adultery. Not true. Why does God lay so much stress on the morality of women? He does on the morality of men. but especially so on women, because it's more devastating. Number one, women are the last line to say no. So there won't be adultery, so there won't be fornication, so there won't be unwanted children. And number two, because a woman is so emotionally created by God that once her emotions get involved sexually and then harden and want more and more and more and more and more men and different things, there is no man, rarely any man, who will say no. In the Bible, there's the account of one man who said no when he was pursued by his boss's wife. That was Joseph. And his boss was one of the princes of Egypt. And because she couldn't have him, she lied and had him thrown in jail. Well, God took care of it and brought him out. But you see what happens? You see the tangled webs that come about with all of these things? Let's go on. Verse 14, will I not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom or your wives when they commit adultery? Don't you think a penalty is going to happen and take place? How many murders result of that? Lying, cheating, stealing, drugs. All right. Even the men go aside with whores and they sacrifice with temple prostitutes, and the people who do not understand shall fall. That's what's going on in the world today. Okay. So what on earth is happening in your life? And what will you choose to change? Will you choose God, all of God, all of his way? Will you choose to love him with your heart, your whole heart, mind, and soul, and being? Because after all, he's given you life and breath and everything that there is. Isn't that true? You love your life? You want it to go well? Or you want it to be all messed up and confused in just a bundle of trauma and stress and emotional exhaustion? So this is what is happening in the world. Now, as I mentioned, you need our booklet, Why Christianity is Failing in America. You need our booklet on the Sabbath and Sunday. All these are free. You can order them right online. So you need to return to God. You can do it. Right in your own home. Just go to a private, quiet place, get on your knees, and start praying to God for mercy and forgiveness. Confess your sins, you know them, and ask God to forgive you, and then ask God to help you to begin walking in his way. And we at Church at Home, Christian Biblical Church of God, and truthofgod.org, we will send you the things you need, and we will help you to get your life squared around. But you must choose and make the first step yourself. So once again, this is Fred Calder saying, thank you for inviting me into your home. Until next time, so long, everyone.